Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
All right, welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name's Lloyd Ross. This episode is titled, Change This One Word and You Will Become a Better Investor. Change this one word and you will automatically become a better investor. What is the word? Well, here's what happens when people want to invest, particularly in stocks, okay? So this is what I'm talking about when I talk about investing. You can invest in real estate, alternative assets, bonds, and various other things. However, on this occasion, I'm talking about stocks. And stocks are simply businesses. They're public companies. You're buying legal equity ownership in a publicly traded company, which is a business. So just understand, if you're investing in stocks, you are buying pieces of businesses. Henceforth, you are buying pieces of businesses. You are a business acquirer, okay? This is what you do when you invest in stocks. But of course, the most effective way to do that if you're a novice is to find a low-cost, high-quality index fund and scale into that over time, right? There's a plethora of data out there suggests that that is the best thing to do for 99% of people. However, if you can replace this one word, it will make you a far better investor when it comes to stocks, let's say, okay? And I learned this with Warren Buffett, and he learned this from Benjamin Graham, which is his mentor in this area. And it does change the way you invest, absolutely does, and it will for you as well. And so here's the thing. If you replace the word stock with business, you will win more. It's as simple as that. Whether it's an index fund or individual stocks, you will win more. Because the best investing is investing that's most business-like. And that's Benjamin Graham's quote that he taught to Warren Buffett. And so what does that mean? Well, it means, the market itself is a market for people to buy and sell pieces of businesses. That's really what it is. So when Warren Buffett acquires X number of shares in a company, he's really analyzed that company as a business and decided he would like to own a piece of it, if not the whole thing. He can't buy the whole thing all the time. So if he can't find whole businesses to buy, which is a private equity, he'll go to the public equity markets and he'll buy pieces of wonderful businesses like Apple, like Chevron, like Coca-Cola, like American Express, like Bank of America, et cetera, et cetera. But he doesn't consider himself a stock picker. He considers himself a business picker. And so if you can replace the word stock in stock market with business, so it's a business market, you will start to approach it differently. You'll start to actually look for businesses you want to own. And this would just completely change the game. Because if I said to you, hey, would you like to own a piece of Google as a business? Or would you like to own Google as a business in general? Your hand would go up. If I said to you, do you want to own Apple as a business? You'd be like, absolutely, what a great business. If I said to you, would you like to own Commonwealth Bank as a business? You'd be like, absolutely, I'd love to own the bank. Well, why don't you? Because you can. Whenever you buy stocks in a company, you're a legal owner of the equity of the business. You are an owner. And that's why when you go to shareholder meetings, you vote on things as an owner. So why don't you approach investing as an owner, buying a business, which is exactly what it is? Why do you think it's some other weird kind of like candlestick thing on a graph that you're buying? That's not investing. You're speculating when you do that. And so I know that if you change the word stock in stock market to business and treat it as a business market, you will start analyzing and selecting businesses you want to own. And that will completely transform how you are as an investor to the point of how you analyze an ETF or an index fund will be the same. Because why do you own that index fund? Because it actually houses or includes all these wonderful businesses that I've looked at. And that's how I know this particular index fund is really good, because it actually has pieces of all these wonderful companies in it that I'd like to own. And it's fully diversified. So it makes a lot of sense. You're buying a basket of businesses, not a basket of stocks. Massive difference mentally, psychologically, and in reality too, because the truth is you are buying pieces of businesses when you're buying stocks. So, when I've held positions in companies like JB Hi-Fi, what a wonderful business that is. How do I know? Because every time I go there, I have a great experience. And I've looked at the financials. What a wonderful business. I'd like to own that entire business. It's about $8 billion now to buy the whole thing. But when I first looked at it, you could have acquired it for $4 billion. So I thought to myself, would I want to own this business for $4 billion if I had it? Potentially, yeah. Do I want to own other great businesses out there? Would I like to own Bunnings as a business in Australia? Yes, I would. Wesfarmers also would like to own it, which is why they do own it. So you can you can actually look at investing like that because there's no other way to look at it. So some of the individual companies that I do own, I look at it from a business standpoint. Would I be happy owning the entire business? If the answer is yes, then I'll buy stocks in it. But if you're someone who's out there looking at like some random speculative mining company and you haven't even looked at the financials and you don't want to own the whole company because you haven't really done any research, you have no business owning stocks in it. Does that make sense? I'm like hard dying here. So recovering from the worst influence I've ever had in my life. And so this will completely transform how you invest. So rather than say to yourself, I want to own this stock, say, I want to own a piece of this business. All right. So if you enjoy this episode, it's a short one, but it's a really important one. This will shift how you look at investing. It'll shift how you start investing. All right. It'll shift what you focus on. It'll allow you to actually hold businesses for longer periods of time and select better ETFs. Okay. So if you've enjoyed the episode, click the share button, hit the subscribe button, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify. And thanks for those who have done that. And leave us a comment on the YouTube if you like, because now we have a video podcast. I'm going to share this into our Facebook group, Money Buys Happiness. It's a free group. Jump in. And of course, jump into our Telegram channel, LloydsTelegram.com, for free money tips each day. Grab my latest book, MoneyBuysHappinessBook.com, if you want to start your financial education journey, which is what I'd encourage. And of course, I look forward to talking with you on the next episode of the Money Grows on Trees video podcast.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.